Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Dr. Lee Hersey with the Downtown Arts Alliance. And Lee, a big night coming up today. It's time for another Downtown Gallery Crawl.
Yes, it sure is. We've got one tonight and one last one after this in December, so we're wrapping up the year. So the weather's going to be beautiful tonight, so come on downtown between 5 and 9 and check out all the art.
Now, when we say downtown, we mean both downtowns, Monroe and West Monroe, and there's all sorts of events. If somebody's never been to the Downtown Gallery Crawl, what's it all about? What do you guys do?
Yeah, so it's hosted by the Downtown Arts Alliance, and we want to make art accessible for everyone, and so it's a great night to come down. You can start downtown West Monroe, kind of like around Alley Park, or you could start downtown Monroe in Art Alley, and you could take a wagon back and forth across the river and visit the galleries and see the art and makers, and we got bakers this year and live music and food trucks.
All right, let's start off here tonight and just kind of run through some of the fun stuff.
Yeah.
Tonight you've got some featured galleries tonight. The Northeast Louisiana Arts Council. What's going on with the Arts Council tonight?
Yeah, we're really excited about that. Kit Gilbert will have a retrospective at Northeast Arts Council tonight, and this is in collaboration with the Ross Lynn Foundation and the Gilbert Center, and they're going to have some absolutely magnificent work there.
All right, over in West Monroe, there's a store called Max Porter Provisions, and they're a store by day, but tonight they're an art gallery.
Yes, we are excited. They are a great partner, and tonight they're going to have Haley Monk showing work, but it's love it that we have those stores that are owned anti-gallery that kind of switch over into gallery spaces.
That's pretty cool. So that is going on tonight. The Sugar Gallery over on Art Alley in Monroe. If you don't know where that is, it's really Second Street. But they renamed it Art Alley a few years back. Tell me what's going on at Sugar tonight.
Yes, Sugar is going to be having art featuring Terrence Williams tonight. That exhibition is called How High Do We Aim? And then we're also going to have a Kids Club Summer Art Camp exhibition upstairs. And that's always fabulous to be able to showcase the work that our young people are doing in the community.
Not a bad night to partake in a beverage, probably. And Flying Tiger Brewery is going to have some beverages, but then they've also got some art happening there in a little different style.
Yes, we're really excited about this one, particularly because we're bringing in someone from Lake Providence who we don't always get to get some artwork from, but we've got a printmaker and mixed media artist Sarah Beth Howard coming, and so that's really going to be absolutely fabulous, and we're going to have screen printers and custom jewelry there also. And to keep it a little spicy tonight, we're going to have the MASH, an artisanal hot sauce mixer.
A hot sauce mixer.
Yes. So probably a little hot for me, but a great way to celebrate our Hispanic Heritage Month, too, with little hot sauce.
Yeah. The Good Days. What's going to be going on there?
Good Days is always a great partner of ours. They're also Antique Alley, and this is going to they're going to have Melissa Stroud with Of Life and Loss, and then Kylie Ann Dixon, and Anique Harris, one of our fellow board members for the crawl.
Right on Desired Street. And by the way, there's still a little bit of construction down there.
Yes,
not bad.
There
you can you just don't walk where there's work.
They've
got it all. It's all safe and stuff, and it's all cordoned off, so you don't go there where you don't need to go. La Bella on Desired Street, and the event space is going to turn into an art space tonight.
Yes, La Bella is a great opportunity to go see several different artists in one space. They're going to have a wide variety tonight, and some of the artists they're going to have are Bowie, John Pillar Leatherworks, and then they're also going to have live music by Zeolite, and I think that's featured on the playlist, the Parish playlist that y'all post on Facebook.
Yeah, don't forget the Parish playlist out today with all the new events in town. The Courtyard Gallery.
Yes, Courtyard Gallery right there on Courtyard Street. Road, courtyard, is so they're going to have Arts on Cotton. They're going to have solo shows from Jason Byron Nielsen's Dear Walkers in the Trenton Street Gallery, and then Ralph Nick's Visions from the Inside Out, curated by Kathy Biedenhorn at the Cotton Street Gallery.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Got a couple of minutes left here. Mm-hmm. Let's make sure we talk about All Britain Photography. What are they going to be doing?
All Britain is going to be hosting Life Choices of Monroe tonight with an online auction artwork, own display. So you can support other nonprofits in our community.
All right, big tall downtown building, the Palace.
Yes, Lafayette artist Alex Vitas and Baton Rouge artist Kim Meadowlark are going to be there tonight.
And Revival, a little off the path there, but at Washington Street.
Yes.
What's going to be happening at Revival Design and Cosign today?
So it's always worth that extra little walk up to Revival to check out the Fall Farmers and Makers Market.
All right. We got 2 minutes left, Lee. Yep. Let's talk about tonight's big event. The big thing that's happening. The crawl's going on. The scavenger hunt.
Yes, we're really excited. We always like to be able to be creative, and we've got our galleries are so awesome at keeping the crawl fresh for everyone. And we're going to have a scavenger hunt, a little spooky scavenger hunt theme. You're going to find art in the different galleries around, get a card marked, turn it in, and we're going to have some amazing raffle prizes. And so you can, there's a little video on Facebook that kind of gives you all the details on this, but it's a great way to really get engaged with the art and make sure you check out as many galleries as you can.
And you'll get a chance to do this again in December, right?
Yes. The first Thursday of December will be our last crawl of the year. So go out and start getting your end-of-year presents and having a great time.
And no cost to attend tonight, right?
Absolutely no cost to attend. Free event, and the scavenger hunt is also free. And hopefully you'll save some money for some art.
And make sure you say hi to the KEDM folks. They're going to be there tonight, too.
And we'd love to have you. You're a great sponsor and always appreciate you having us on.
Find out more about this and other events by heading to our website, kedm.org. Downtown Gallery Crawl tonight, 5 to 9 p.m. in downtown Monroe and West Monroe.